it too. This is the Valley's Fun Music 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Valley's Fun Music, 105.7
CFW.
Girl, 1057 CFW. Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
Just there.
This is 105.7 CFW. It's like binge listening to all your favorite songs.
Give me some more.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Maybe then it's true when they say love is blind.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. No weather concerns in the overnight. Clear skies at 60 degrees. Light southeast winds. As we head into Wednesday, sunshine for the first day of summer. The high 90 degrees. Pretty close to that on Thursday, once again with a ton of sunshine across the area. It's 75 at our studios.
CFW.
Making a fool of you. Oh,
1057 CFW. Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
she's a promise in the year of election.
Seven CFW.
Thank you. Celebrate June Dairy Month at the Farmer Appreciation Dinner on Wednesday night, June 21st from 4 to 8. The special event at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls will recognize the importance of agriculture in our area. Enjoy a dine-in or carry-out dinner and some ice cream, along with music and fun for the kids. Find more information at ChippewaChamber.org.
A part of the valley is River Prairie and Red Cedar State Trail. This is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music.
Won't you dance?
1057 CFW. Think about hot summer days and plunging into the pool at just the right moment to cool off. Cannonball! Think 105.7 CFW. It's 105 days of summer fun.
Too much, you're the only one I wanna touch.
You know, if you've been in the Valley for a while, you know that WCFW's always been the station where FM stands for fine music.
This is WCFW, where FM means fine music.
Well, we think in addition to fine music, FM can also stand for fun music. The Valley station for fine music and fun music is here. Tell a friend about 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today. 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces? 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. No sign of the submersible that went missing Sunday during a trip to see the sunken wreck of the Titanic. The search area covers 10,000 square miles of the Atlantic Ocean. G. Michael Harris has led expeditions to the site.
We only have a 3-month weather window where the seas are calm enough to actually be out there and able to dive, which right now it's really early in the season. So I'm not sure, you know, why OceanGate went out this soon.
Excessive heat is blanketing several states. This man lives in New Orleans, Louisiana.
This heat convinces me that I must go to heaven. I have to.
Good news from Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
I can confidently state right here, right now, that traffic will be flowing here on I-95 this weekend.
The roadway collapsed earlier this month when a gas truck flipped over and exploded. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.